We are going to finish the chapter on Sakhyaras. We started Sakhyaras last time, and we will finish it today. Next time we will start Vatsalya, and then the last one will be Madhura. So I stopped last time at the point where we were discussing the Uddipan part of Vibhava in Sakhyaras, that's right. So the Uddipan part of Vibhava, Uddipan, as you recall, is the stimulus that gives rise to ecstasy. The stimulus typically takes the form of Krishna, details about the forms of Krishna, and these details vary depending on the type of rasa. So in Vatsalya, Krishna looks different. And the types of, the characteristics of Krishna that evoke ecstasy are different in Vatsalya, then it would be in Dasya, and then it would be in Madhurya. That's why Srila Rupa Goswami, in discussing this book, always for each rasa will explain the different aspects of Krishna that are unique to that rasa in terms of evoking ecstasy in the devotee. So here he goes into a brief detour where he first explains how Krishna has three different ages. And of these, only one is relevant to Sakhyaras. And so we'll then look at that aspect of it in more detail. So according to the wise, Krishna has three ages, Kaumara, Pauganda and Kaishora. Krishna is visible in Kaumara and Pauganda ages only in Gokula. But he is visible in Kaishora age in Gokula, Mathura and Dwaraka. Now, Kaumara is commonly understood according to the Sanskrit meaning of the word classification as Kaumara, Pauganda and Kaishora, 0 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years and 10 to 15. And then after 15 is Yauvana, youth. However, Krishna has a different age classification, even though we call this Kaumara, Pauganda and Kaishora. So this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on the Bhagavatam 10.45.3. He says, at the age of 3 years and 4 months, Krishna displayed the qualities of a 5-year-old. Okay, so he's already 5 at the age of 3 years and 4 months. So this is Kaumara. So his Kaumara ends actually at 3 years and 4 months. During this Kaumara age, Krishna stayed in Mahavana. From that time till the age of 6 years and 8 months, so that would be double, right? 3 years and 4 months. And 6 years and 8 months, that till then lasts his Pauganda age. And in that time period, from 3 years and 4 months to 6 years and 8 months, he lived in Vrindavan. Now from 6 years and 8 months until his 10th year, that 10th year would be again, you're adding 3 years and 4 months. So Krishna's age multiples are in 3 years and 4 months. That's the multiple of ages. So from 6 years and 8 months until his 10th year, he was Kaishora, living in Nandishwara. In the 7th month of the 10th year, during the month of Chaitra and the Krishna Trayodashi, he went to Mathura. And on the Chaturdashi, he killed Kamsa. Therefore, the 10th year was the end of his Kaishora age. But thereafter, he remained at the same age. That's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So he's...
When he says 16 years, so multiply 1.5. So then you say, when we hear that Krishna at Kaishora age is 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days, you round it to 16 years. You generally hear Krishna is 16 years with the Gopi. So you multiply 1.5 because this is the age that for us to difficult to understand how he relates. 8 years old, dancing with all the girls, you think it makes sense to you? They don't even know what is girl and boy really so much. So you multiply 1.5, then it's 12 years old. Yeah. Even some concept you can see amongst the very rich people, their children upbringing, growing towards the material nature is more faster than poor people's. very fine tune, if you look at it, like very upper scale, like high aristocratic family, when they let their children grow, their awareness of the world and enjoyment is like a quicker than the poor people who are just common. In heaven, if you think of heaven, everybody is born not as a baby, as a teenager, and they live like that. And they die also like a young. Nobody grows old, no gray hair, no breast milk. The Prabhupada even put on the moon and says 9,900 years no ladies get pregnant just before they depart, because it's one planet in the moon, there's many planets in the heaven. One planet, they live only 10,000 years. So just before she leaves.
Is that the Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yeah, fifth canto. So like that, we have to understand. When Krishna, even like Trirekhanka Kanta, that Krishna's neck has a three line. You know, we sing, Namami Sharam Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam. In that song we say, Trirekhanka Kanta. So Sanatana Goswami writes, why three line on Krishna's neck is a big deal? You know what I mean? Everything with Krishna is a big deal. But how it is big deal? He says the man as a perfect looking, very handsome, has to have a three line. I was looking in the mirror, you know. I found like a so many lines, something wrong. Oh, the neck beats. She has a transcendental vision, it's a three neck beats. But Krishna has a three line. It shows that he is perfect man. Because even in Rangasketra, in the wrestling arena, when Krishna entered with Balaram behind, he says, Mallanam Ashinam Ninam. Naraboro is what? What is Naraboro? Best of the man. Thousands of people saw it, the best of the man. Well, he was only, you can say, 10 years, say 11 years maximum. How can be the best of the men? Naravara Smara Muttiman. Even the ladies felt that their deep, lustiful feeling is a person. Krishna was that person. Until that time, they always thought it's just a feeling. But today they say, this is the person I'm feeling. Krishna was like a very exhibiting. So, Naravara Muttiman. Like that.
Question? Okay, so continuing on with the discussion of Uddipan, the stimulus, the form of Krishna in Sakya Ras, as Uddipan, Rupa Goswami is explaining, O lotus-eyed Krishna, intelligent boy, what is the use of decorating your body with ornaments? Your body pleases us friends with its own luster. So this gives you a sense of what stimulates ecstasy in the cowherd boys about Krishna's body. Lotus eyes, he's intelligent. They don't so much care about his ornaments, because that his body itself has the luster of his body itself pleases his friends, his cowherd boys. The horn, as Uddipan. So when the horn sounded loudly from the steps of the rooftop pavilion in the summer season in Vraja, all the cowherd boys woke up with hair standing on end. So Krishna's horn is another Uddipan, another stimulus for them. Now his horn would not be a stimulus for Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. There the Shankar might be, but not. So you see, there are differences in what aspect of Krishna is going to appeal to whom. The flute as Uddipan. Now of course the flute you can imagine would be Uddipan for most everybody, but in different ways. So, O friends, do not go to the bank of the Yamuna to search for Krishna out of despair. For the messenger in the form of the flute sound from the top of Govardhan is telling us about him and is giving us pleasure. So these are thoughts of his coward boy of friends. The conch is Uddipan. So this is the conch is for the Pandavas. So look, the five Pandavas, hearing the sound of the Panchajanya conch, became white like Shiva in great joy. So that's like, that's a sattvika bhava, if you remember. When the color changes, then that's one of the sattvika bhavas. This sattvika bhava is also seen in the first canto when Krishna enters Dwarka. There's an interesting description of the conch as it touches his lips, and the conch becomes red, lalima. And when it becomes red, and then he blows the conch, and everybody in Dwarka, he's outside the gates of Dwarka, he just returned from Kurukshetra, from Hastinapur. And the citizens are crying, and just hearing the conch, because Krishna has come. So these are, you know, unique stimuli for the Pandavas, and of course also the Dasya bhaktas in Dwarka. Divergence is Udipan, this is interesting. So when Krishna puts somebody else's clothing on, there is also a stimulus. So dear friend, when Krishna put on Radha's clothing and appeared with bright pink cloth, golden limbs smeared with kumkum, hair bound up beautifully and earrings, Subala was astonished and smiled. So what do the sakhas do to pass the time or pass times, the leelas? Pleasing Krishna by hand-to-hand combat. This is one of the things they like to do. Playing ball and dice. I wonder what kind of ball it is. Baseball, cricket, basketball. Anyway, we'll find out. Playing ball, they play dice. Riding on each other's shoulders. Stick fighting. Sleeping and sitting with Krishna on a bed. Seat or swing. Telling pleasing jokes. Playing in the water. And singing and dancing with Krishna are the anubhavas common to all types of friends. Question, use the microphone.
Is the water salty?
Water salty?
Yeah, it's going to water.
You can have anything you want.
Yeah, but, okay.
You know, in Vrindavan, all the six seasons are there. But Krishna's name is also Madhava. Madhava means spring. Madhava means also the husband of goddess. But Madhava also another meaning is spring season. Means Vrindavan is always perfect weather. But then when it's required to feel hot, Yogamaya creates hot. So if the water requires any taste, it will be there. You cannot say in Vrindavan something is not there. That will be wrong understanding. In Vrindavan, everything is there. Why only salt water? Any water, any kind of, any taste. There are generally seven samudras, sapta samudras, seven types of flavor in water. But all are there in Vrindavan.
There
are
seven types of flavors in water?
Yes.
Okay.
Seven types of flavor. Prabhupada, even morning walk, Prabhupada talked about. It's very interesting, yeah. It's from Bhagavatam too.
I know it. That's so great.
By the way, just a question. Do you know why Balaram wear blue? We just read.
Oh.
But he didn't say Balaram, but Sanatana Goswami gave a comment. Because out of ecstasy love, sometimes Radharani exchanged the upper garment with Krishna and he forgot that he picked up Radharani. what they call? Bathe. And some other he went to sleep, and in the morning Mother Yashoda found blue. She's not thinking that he did something somewhere. She said, how did he get this? So Balaram immediately comes with this. Oh, I'm missing my blue. Oh, he covers for him. This is called real service. That's how he starts in intimacy. This is not for our practice, this is just to hear how Krishna, how Balaram serves intimately.
Really sure. How old was Krishna in Kurukshetra?
He was a grandfather.
By then by then he had sons and grandsons. So he was old, but he looked the same as 16, 15.
So it was 3 years
ago. Sorry. I get grief if you don't use the microphone.
So it was 3 years before his departure? No, 1 year?
When did Krishna depart? Or maybe he departed. He departed at 125. No, he was 125. I see.
So, Kurukshetra, the Brajabasi meeting Krishna was 50 years after he left Brajadham. So, Brajadham he left, according to Sanatana Goswami Pad, 11 and a half. And then in Vrindavan he stayed 13 and a half. So, that makes 25. Then, at Jorasandha's 18th time attack, the Dwarka was manifested. In the middle of the night, everybody woke up. They found there. It's very interesting, you know, I thought about it. Can you imagine just you are in Krishna's family, all of a sudden you woke up and you found you are in a new palace, new garden, new everything, you know, middle of the night. That's fascinating. And then Krishna came back and he met the Brajavasis 50 years, so 75. But that time there was no battlefield, that Kurukshetra. Because so many acharya give commentary when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, how it is related to that Brajadham, Brajavasi's meeting. A lot of word, even Sarvadharman Parityajya, the master word, last line was says, Saranam Braja. Some acharya says, Saranam Braja. Braja has many meaning. Braja means you come to me or come to Brajadham. They, you know, they find it anywhere a little bit. Then, now if you say, what about Prabhupada's vision? So, Akshayananda Maharaj asked that question in Bombay. Say, how did you come up with this name, Radha Padma Sarathi? He's never heard, you know. Like, even till today, some people feel disturbed. Like, how did Prabhupada came up with Radha Padma Sarathi name? But he never think of Radha Padma Sarathi. So Maharaj asked that question and Prabhupada says, you think there was a time that Krishna did not think of Radharani? Was there a time? So why are you even thinking that? Krishna always. So Radha Partosharati is Partosharati. So of course, if you think that deeply, what Prabhupada was thinking, he's always thinking of Radha Krishna. There's never a time like he thinks something else. Otherwise, how he answers so quick and so perfect answer. You think there was a time that Krishna didn't think of Radha? In the middle of battlefield, he's speaking Bhagavad Gita, but he's thinking of Radha. And then, you know, it satisfied me because I was looking in the Sanatana Goswami Path, Goswami Tippani, if somebody, they hear online. If you want to curious, where is the backing? Prabhupada said this is good, but where is backing? This is backing in the Bhavishya Purana, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes. He says, Ballopi Bhagavan Krishna Kaisaram Rupam Ashrita. Even though his Ballo is just born in Mother Yashoda's house, but in youth form, he is still playing with Radharani same time. It's very interesting. So those verses are very nice. It gives, okay, Krishna and Radha is Radha's Krishna is the original Krishna. And then all the rasas actually came from there. To support that, to make it more illuminating, all the rasa comes from there. But Madhura rasa, where is the proof? It says, Adya eva para rasa. Mahaprabhu was so happy when Raghupati Upadhyay gave this four conclusion. And Rupa Goswami Pad put the four conclusion into one sloka. Semam eva param rupa. Amongst all form of God, all form of Krishna, this bluish form is the most attractive. Why? Sema shringara rati. Because it is amorous. Krishna is so condensed, so intensely thinking of Srimati Radharani's love that his form is always blue. It is not just somebody born as a blue. It is his love. Sema shringara rati. His attachment to Radha's love is so deep that it always looks like blue. Like a condensed form of nectar. So that's why it's blue. And it says, actually, Radha Govinda Maharaj, actually, he emphasized few verses from Chaitanya Chaitanya, where I learned this from. He says the original form is actually depicted in Chaitanya Chaitanya by Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami, and few other places, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami write. He says, Krishna re jataka khela, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna re jataka khela sarvattama naralila, narabhupu tahara sarup. And sarup, maybe 10 years back, Maharaj was giving class to Bhadraprabhu's house, and he says, what is sarup? I said, I think it's the original, perfect answer. Original form of Krishna is this form, Mahaprabhu says. What is it? Krishna ra jataka khela sarvattama naralila. Even though Krishna has the unlimited form and everything, but the pastime looks like a human pastime is the highest pastime. All other pastime is after. And then Krishna ra jataka khela sarvattama naralila narababhu tahara sarup. And the human form of form that he has is the original form, sarup. Then it says, Gopo Besho Benu Kar. Now if you look at it, I'm not going into too much detail, but if you look at it in Bhagavatam, there's three places, prominent Krishna's form. One is Nomi Abde, the Bapu, the Brahmajis. Brahmaji, first sloka, 14th chapter, number 1. That Brahmaji, how he saw Krishna. And then he talks the beautiful form of Krishna. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur takes it and he says, look, something is missing in that explanation. What was the missing? He didn't talk about Krishna's flute on his hand or anything. Krishna's flute is on the, what do you call, waist belt. That means he didn't see Krishna playing flute. Krishna has a flute, that's great. But was not playing, so that's Brahmaji's vision. Then the Dijapatni, the wives of the Brahmanas, they also quoted beautiful verses. Actually, each line, each word is so nectar on them. But there, they explained that Krishna was holding the flute. They didn't say he was playing them. So they say that vision is higher than the other one. But when the gopis talks, that vision is perfect. That vision is so perfect. Sapada Ramanam. Barhapiram natavarabhapu karnaya karnikaram. Even today I saw that there is a flower on Gonita's ear, so I didn't realize why. You know, it's like a whole 10 minutes, like my mind is like, why they have a flower? I want to know why they have a flower. Now, I was researching on that verse. It says, karnika. Karnika is a flower Krishna always have on his right ear here, according to that verse. And then Sanatana Goswami Pad says, because Krishna's face is so beautiful that all these bumblebees, you know who are the bumblebees? Who are the bumblebees in Vrindavan? The reporter. The reporter, the Santo Bhakta, Dasya Bhakta, they also in Vrindavan, but Santo Bhakta prominent like 4 Kumaras. So they have become Bhakta. So they come and they say, they are like a reporter. You know, reporter in the war? They don't participate, but they explain the scenery. Who killed who, what happened. So the 4 Kumara, the bumblebee, they can go in the kunja, hidden secret places where Radha Krishna uniting. Nobody else is allowed, nobody even knows. But they go there. That's why I'm explaining this, because Sanatana Goswami Pad found on this point, and now you can put together why Rupa Goswami Pad, such an exalted soul, why he's praying to 4 Kumaras, to reveal this pastime of Radharani. 4 Kumaras? He said, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dharite. In the last line he said, Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite. He is asking Rupak Manjari, Rupak Goswami, asking 4 Kumar, Sanat Kumar, because Sanat Sanghita has all this secret. They are reporters. They go there, what Radha Krishna is doing, where, what time, everything they report. They're like a reporter. That's how they glorify. That's how they serve. Santo Bhakta, that's how they serve in Vrindavan. Why would you end there? I don't know. But this flower is divert those bees. That's why I was there. The bees are always want to land on Krishna's face. It's kind of a little too much, you know, if the bees are landing. Now, Prabhupada gave Narayani? She was dressing Radha Govinda Dev in Calcutta temple. And I remember I was in that temple for a while. and Radha Govinda Dev temple. So Prabhupada saw one day the garland has a lot of bees. Oh, this is very good sign, he said. If there is no bees, then it is not very attractive. Because in Vrindavan, Krishna's garland, bees are always around him. They are reporters, they are devotees, they are great devotees. But they always want to glorify, but they want to know more information, more, more, more. Because every moment Krishna has beauty changing, every moment, every moment. That's why Radharani is captured. That's why even coward boys, they're like captured. As if they never saw that form ever before. And this is not like something, you know, just trying to decorate anything. That's why you are saying that Krishna doesn't need ornaments. Why? Because his form is called Sustu Kanta Sarupa. Self-embellished. No ornament required. It's more beautiful than ornament. But he accepts ornament because Radha's mood takes the form of ornament. Devotee comes as the form of it. Radha Govinda Maharaj gave you one story, but just to establish this point. Krishna was stealing butter in a gopi's house. So the one gopi mother, she thought, I'll make a little mischievous way that when he comes to steal, I'm going to notice. So she put a bell, you know, big ringing bell on top of the butter pot. So Krishna comes there, he put the bell aside and he started eating. You know? This is what Krishna does. He doesn't even worry much, he's just eating and all the cowboys eating. And the bell started ringing. And Krishna said, hey, why are you ringing? He said, I'm supposed to ring bell. What do you mean you're supposed to ring bell? He said, I was in the material world. And the material world, you know how they offer? When they make the offering, what they do? They ring the bell. He said, my lord, I was strange in the material world. I just got birth in the Brajadam today. This life. And I'm just happy that I suppose, because you are eating now. He's not thinking Krishna is stealing, but even though it appears like. So I said, I'm doing my service. He says, quiet. He said, but the bell is like a habit, you know, your service is habit. Then Krishna put his hand on his mouth, like that, you know. It's so funny. Everything in Vrindavan is full of conscience. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, even the sand is pre-deposited with sambit and sandini, more nourishment of pleasure for him. Even a sand, even a conch, everything is like saturated with love for the Lord. So these are like instances to be found that even the bell is like talking to the Lord. Lord said, now you have to quiet, I have to eat quietly. He said, I can't, this is my service that I always do. Even another, one more, just a little bit. Another story, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, that the day Krishna was escaping from the southwestern gate, you know, Nanda Maharaj's house has 50 rooms, it's a big palace. And they have a gate, four gates, main gates. Anybody saw a big gate, like a huge gate, and there is a small in and out, what do you call this? You know, in the big gate, you don't open every time. You go in and out like a little door, but the gate stays until like a big thing happens. So Krishna was trying to go for the fruit seller lady, you remember? He was looking around, if nobody saw it, so he was trying to go. As Krishna went and came back to pick up the grain, because she asked, what do you give me? So he picked up some grain, right? When he was going, he had an ankle bell. And Mother Yashoda, this ankle bell is a devotee. He just got entered in Vrindavan, this life, to serve Vatsala Ras to Mother Yashoda. So he's devout to Mother Yashoda. And his duty is, wherever Krishna is doing some mischievous, bell rings. Of course, Krishna is not aware of that. So then, it's making a lot of noise. Mother Yashoda, Krishna is going out, please see. And Krishna is not thinking like this. But Krishna is aware, hey, you're making too much noise. So Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, that the bell is still ringing, cannot stop. So then Krishna put it up all the way, he's up to his like a upper part of the leg. So he's like, he can't talk anymore. That's how they serve all the time. Anybody, even some devotee like Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, a devotee who is qualified to be a dress of shyness. So shyness has a dress. Radharani's shyness, her own shyness transformed into blue. That's why she has a blue sari, the most prominent. Neela was, Neela Basana, what is it song? Lalita Sathira, there's a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He writes, Radharani's special favorite sari color is blue. You think, why blue? Why not other color? Why not? No, all colors are there. All colors, like a rainbow. All colors are there. But her shyness to approach Krishna is prominent, predominating. She's shy. And Sanatana Goswami Pada said, the ladies, they have two qualities. One is chastity and the shyness are very attractive. So she always has that shyness, and that shyness manifests as a blue. So say you want to be with Krishna's joking. So you have a little oruna color, like a dawn of the sun color. It's like a dawn. It's very attractive. Mahaprabhu, that's why it's like anurag. Anurag means every moment new feature will come. So when you feel like to see that, then you take that form of a cloth and you end up going in Madhav Yashoda's drawers, where she will put you on Krishna's part of the body. It's like everything is so perfect. This discussion is like, I'm trying to squeeze it, but this discussion never ends. It's like so beautiful. It's in the Dasami Tippani. Radha Govinda Maharaj was encouraging me to study the Sarai Yandere.
Okay. So, we were saying that there are the anubhavas of the sakhas, of the friends in Vrindavan, are, I'm just thinking, this is a detour, since he takes so many detours, that when I start, when I read these verses, they become uddipans for Prayana Govinda Prabhu, and he goes into ecstasy, and then he goes into Braja, isn't it? Okay, so the anubhavas of, if you remember, anubhavas are also ecstasies, but there is some conscious effort involved in it. The subconsciousness. It's not like sattvic bhavas where the ecstasy is out of their control. So these are all anubhavas. Playing ball is an ecstasy. You know, hand-to-hand combat with Krishna is ecstasy. Anything that you do in the spiritual world is ecstasy. And so these are conscious efforts, right? These are calculated things. Stick fighting, telling jokes. But these are also ecstasies. This is the main thing that we have to remember. There's no act in the spiritual world that will not be classified as ecstasy. And in particular, Rupa Goswami suggests that the ecstasies in the spiritual world are anubhavas, vyabhicharabhavas, sattvikabhavas. So for example, Krishna driving Arjuna's chariot is ecstasy. It is anubhava. Okay, so what are the ecstasies for the sakhas? Pleasing Krishna by hand-to-hand combat, playing ball and dice, riding on each other's shoulders, stick fighting, sleeping and sitting with Krishna on a bed, seat or swing, telling pleasing jokes, playing in the water, singing and dancing with Krishna. So these are the anubhavas. Some examples, I just picked a few because there are many in this chapter. Pleasing Krishna by combat. So killer of Agha, thinking that you are victorious, with arms itching for battle, you wander amongst your friends praising your own prowess. So Krishna is boasting him that he is stronger than everybody else. And he's being challenged by his friend. But tell me, seeing the action of my thick arms, having given up your eagerness to fight, can you remain standing there with weak limbs? It's like a sarcastic challenge by his friend. You're weak and looking at my strong arms, you are losing your eagerness to fight. So this is pleasing to Krishna. This is Sakya Ras. So this is actually pleasing to Krishna. This is what he wants from his friends. So they are all serving Krishna, of course. Now, if you remember, or maybe you don't remember, but you don't have to, we are going to go through the classifications. There are four types of friends, and this is the Suruts. So the activities of the Suruts are those who are older than Krishna. What do they do? What are their Anubhavas? These are also Anubhavas. They give advice on what should be done and what should not be done. So like Balaram, we looked at the Suruts last time. Engaging in beneficial acts and being eager to perform all types of service. So these are the Suruts. So now the Sakhas, this is the second type. These are younger than Krishna. So we looked at the older ones, these are younger. The younger ones put tambula in Krishna's mouth. They apply his tilak, which is interesting because I thought Yashoda took care of all of that, but I guess not. They apply his tilak.
They repeat again. Like Mother Yashoda will dress, there's a 3 stages of dress. One dress is like when Krishna wakes up, he washes and bathes, and then she put on some dress. Then Krishna eats. After breakfast, another dress. Means something comes before that will not. If he has a lot of ornaments and other, it's like not feeling comfortable to honor prasadam. So then Mother Yashoda put on that. And then after that, thank you. After that, when he's about to leave, then Mother Yashoda gives the final one. Like what? Nishinga covers. She's worried about what will happen. She's already feeling separation, so she will come with Nishinga Kavach, some dot here that no witches, you know, look at my son, he's so beautiful. So 3 stages. But then when he goes to a forest, they take off. The cowboy says, come on, sit down, let me decorate you. So they will take Gairik Dhatu. Gairik Dhatu is in that verse, Hamtri ha hamtri avada adri avala haridas varja jat rama krishna charana sparsha pramoda. In that Govardhan pastime, you'll see there is a Gairik Dhatu is there. Gairik Dhatu means one kind of like a pillar. And then they decorate Krishna, they take off what Mother Yashoda put on, they put it. It's not like they think like Mother Yashoda did wrong or anything. It's just that they're feeling, well, we're going in a big forest. We need to dress like a little more strong or something, so redecorate Krishna. And this goes on every day. How many times? Who knows? They decorate like this. So like that.
So, applying his tilak, smearing sandalwood on his body, painting designs on his face, these are the activities of the Sakhas who are younger than Krishna. So again, these are all Anubhavas. But they differ from one type of friend to another, so there are 4 types. So these are the Priya Sakhas. The Priya Sakhas are exactly equal in age with Krishna. So they defeat Krishna in battle, we saw that. They pull his cloth, I don't know what that means, but probably fighting. Stealing flowers and other things from his hand, basically harassing him. Being decorated by Krishna, so Krishna also decorates them. Hand-to-hand combat. These are the activities of the Priya Sakhas, those friends of equal age as Krishna.
How they wake up Krishna in the morning. So those are, this is a very beautiful evening, really. Even though it's taking time, it's okay. It's beautiful. There's 4 types of coward boys. So when you see pastimes, you can put in there why the devotee act like this. It's so nice. So those devotee who has a Sakha. Sakha means, this Priya Sakha. Sakha means they have a little bit of servitorship. Say Krishna is wrestling. Madhupandit, he is the one who founded Gopinath Deity. You want to put those chairs in the back so the audience like you can see them. The world wants to see them. That's good. So then Madhupandit, he established the Gopinath Deity. So how did he establish? So it explains in Bhakti Ratnakara that Madhu Pandit, he was watching, there's a big wrestling fight with the coward boys and Krishna. And in that fight, there was so much wrestling going on, it's like a whole world into war or something. It's like they're serious. But they have, it is not harmful like material war. It is pleasing. Krishna actually enjoys. But it's not like, I won't touch him too much. Not like this. Krishna enjoys. But they are very close friends. But at one point, this Sakha means they have a little servitorship. they feel a little bit like, he has wrestled so long, he needs to rest. Just the thought that they are pouring out in their heart, and they feel like emotion. They want to do something because he's wrestling and sweating and whole wrestle war is going on. So all of a sudden Jogamaya creates, Krishna has no force in his body. Or the Ishopanishad text 8, there is no vein. Krishna's body doesn't have a blood or, you know, maybe sweat coming. But Jogamaya creates, oh, he's sweating. So everybody stop. Okay, he's sweating, he needs to be rest. Because those servant painted friendship called Sakha, they immediately make a nice bed with the leaf, big leaf, like a sock. Then they will bring some big leaf, they will make a fan. You know, they'll fan. And then the other Sakha, like Kriya Sakha, they cannot tolerate this. Hey, what is going on? You sweating so, we are sweating too. What's the big deal about it? Let's wrestle more. They cannot think like of serving him like that. Because they are like exact age. Then, they say, okay, if Krishna is going to get massage, then they are going to lie down. The other boy, the servant, they will be massaged. It's like they have to be equal. If Krishna says, well, whatever, what do you think? I'm God, they say. Whoa, I'm God too then. You know, they cannot think like Krishna can have even little bit more. Sometimes, Sanatana Goswami Pada writes that when Krishna says, my father has a 9 lakhs cows, 900,000 cows, Sridham could not tolerate. He says, my father has a 1,111,000 cows, more than you. So how can you think you are more? They cannot do. It is not that they are challenging. It is they are, this is how they serve. And it should be accepted like, oh, this is actually pleasing Krishna. Now in the wrestling over, now they are massaging. And there is another group who will be coming next, Priyananda Sakha. They will come and they will give little, like next to Krishna's ear, they will start telling story. Remember, you stole the clothes of the gopi? You had a lot of fun everywhere. They'll talk about the girls and his other pastimes. And Krishna will be really like closing his eye and falling asleep. And he loves to hear those coward boys telling the story of what Krishna is. You follow? The servant will not say, Sakha will not say. And Surit Sakha will see that this is very nice. Nicely done. Everybody should maintain that. They will not get involved of serving, but they will make the facilitation and make sure nobody, no danger come, you know, they will have a stick event, guarding. And then those are Sakha, they will massage Krishna's body. And those are Priya Sakha, they will do the similar thing Krishna is doing. And the other boys will do it. But those are Priyananda Sakha, they will come and tell the story about what Krishna did other day in the spring festival. Krishna, you won, but Radhani won more. Krishna loves this hearing. And then he really falls asleep. He really rests. This is how you put God to sleep. So these 4 Sakha are involved, but according to their mood. So we can, like, so in the morning, who wakes up them? Who wakes up Krishna? Jogamaya creates a scenario. Those who are Priya Sakha, they will come and say, you sleeping. They pull his blanket. Why are you sleeping so late? I woke up, you should not sleep. Like, they cannot tolerate Krishna is doing something more than they do. So that's how they will. Those who are Sakha, they will come, oh, it's a time, you need to wake up. You need to wake up slowly, slowly. They're like very humble. They're friends, but little service attitude. It's very sweet. Everybody is accommodated. And there's everyone not in the same room. You should not think like all are in the same room, it's like a contradiction. No? No, they are in a separate, but they are not thinking they are in separate. They think they are the only one with Krishna. Prabhupada said that. It's very interesting. 13th chapter, 10th canto. One of the powerful Prabhupada says, each coward boy, the innumerable coward boy, he says, first of all. And I mentioned also that Prabhupada says, they used to kill, Krishna used to kill 2 or 3 demons every day before lunch. Radhanath Maharaj said, to get appetite, probably they do it. I thought about it, very interesting. And then, so 2, 3 demons, how many demons we know in 10th canto, Krishna Krishna? Not many. So only few demons. But Krishna would kill every day 2-3 demons. So you think 365, 60 days times 2, already 720 demons in 1 year. So he, if he lives there for 10 years, 11 years, how many? Thousands of demons he killed. But Sukadeva Goswami saw the Alachua devotee, what they can get close to Krishna, only he throw those pastimes to King Parikshit. That's why.
So during the Brahma Vimohan Leela, when Krishna was taking the Mahaprasad, you can say Mahaprasad of his friends, what, they were Priyasakha or they were?
All four.
All four?
Yeah.
So he was taking the prasad and with the heart he can do a thing from all four.
All four. If you look at it, in Mayapur, Prabhupada wanted 2 paintings. Anybody went to Mayapur kitchen? I mean dining place. You went. Those are actually Prabhupada's time they painted. And that's how we used to always watch. This big, whole wall is a big painting of Krishna eating lunch with all the coward boys. And there's a story behind it also, Prabhupada said. But in Prabhupada's purport, and Sanatana Goswami Pad bringing a reference from also, that how Krishna would sit with, in the painting, I don't know how you're going to ever do any painting in the material world, but Krishna was sitting in the center, but he was sitting facing to each boy. How many boys? Innumerable. But each boy did not think that Krishna is sitting with everybody. He only saw Krishna spending today only with me. And he felt a little guilty, Sanatana Goswami Pad said. So those boys always remain humble. Always remain humble. Because Krishna gives completely to each boy. But they don't see that he's with everyone. But each boy thinks like, it's so nice. So beautiful. Those explanations. That will be always with Krishna. Never miss him. That's why the verse says, Shana adarshanika vina. Sadasaha viharina. Always playing with Krishna. You know, they come back home with their mother and talking, and then they fall asleep, mommy and boy, and they go play with Krishna again. In a sapna. They have a dream also. In the dream is also same as physical. There's no difference. And very interestingly to know, because Prabhupada says in a morning walk, he says, this is also a dream. This is a physical dream. At night we have a subtle dream. Both are dreams. We are not awake. Only when we are Krishna conscious, we are awake. Otherwise, this is also physical dream for the non-devotees, but because a lot of devotees probably already awake in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada says, why? And he gave a reason. Because during the subtle dream, you didn't have access of the physical world. And during the physical, right now, I don't have access of last night dream. So because don't have access, both are dream. Now if you go back to the story of Banasura's daughter, Usha, when Usha was having dream after dream, and then she literally has a mark of a union with a boy, like it's very scary. In that fort of Banasura, impossible anybody could go, a man could go. But yet Aniruddha would come from Dwarka every night and would unite with his wife. So in the whole episode, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave so much commentary on this, that they have a dream. Their dream is like a real physical. And if they want to go back there, they could go back there and fix, and they will be there. In other words, you could go back your yesterday dream with Krishna, and you say, I'm sorry Krishna, I did this, or if you want to whatever adjust you do, you could. That's why Krishna never plays his pastime within Mahamaya, the material nature. Because material nature you cannot trace. He always do Jogamaya. What is Jogamaya means? That verse was that Ajopishan Abhayatma Ajopishan Abhayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropishan Prakritim Sam Adhistaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Atma Maya. Because that my Atma Maya means Jogamaya, because Jogamaya is always eternally there. There is never end. Say Krishna was one day old, and what he did, and at one moment, to second moment, to third moment, to fourth second, fifth second, this is all preserved. Now, if you want to go as a devotee, if Krishna allows, if Jogamaya allows, you could go there and talk to Krishna, and that Krishna is still there. Not like, even though we say we are growing, Krishna is growing to 2 years old, 5 years old. This is for Lila Vilas, but as far Krishna's every moment is preserved as a real, not just some kind of a movie or something. It makes sense? Not like our body. Is our body changing or growing? Which one? Huh? Everybody knows? Changing. Prabhupada made a very heavy point. Our body is not growing. Our body is not growing. Our body is changing. And Prabhupada made a very heavy point on this, that just like a movie, so many films, and then when a movie goes very fast, you see like, oh, this little man is walking. Man is running. Actually, he's not running. It's like so many photo films, so quick running, it looks like he's running. That's growing, looks like. But actually, it's not. It's changing. That photo is dead. New photo came, dead. New photo came, dead. Our body is not growing. Our body is changing. That's why I say six changes. Six changes. Prabhupada made it very heavy point. He repeated like 7 times in that one lecture that our body is not growing. It's always changing. Means yesterday my body is dead. What I see today is a new creation of Maya. It's like tomorrow will be new form. Like this. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't know. Yes.
So, in the, Krishna is still in the garments, and at the last day, Krishna is going with only 4 boys, young boys, which are younger than him. So at that time, only 4 boys. Then.
You mean Vasraharan Lila?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then, right after that, Vasraharan Lila, they all went where the yogic Brahmins were performing the yajna. But at that time, there were all the cowherd boys were there, and they all were hungry. So how is that?
Well, first of all, these 4 boys, their name is Kinkan, Dam, Sudam, Vasudam. But they are not the actually cowherd boys. They are Krishna's own heart, his own mind, they took the form of a coward boy. Sanatana Goswami Pad, Tasamutupani very clearly says it. They are four way collecting, helping Krishna, collecting all the saris or whatever the, what they call, garments. So those are Krishna's mind, with Krishna's intelligence. They took a form of the coward boy like this. They're different than what we're talking about now. Going to Dijapati. Krishna is intervening. That's why in the beginning, you see, Krishna has a Shayam Roop, his original form. But then Shayam Roop has a Shayam Prakash, then Shayam Prakash has a Vaibha Prakash, Prabhav Prakash. That Shayam Roop has a Aprakat Prakat. Aprakat, like nobody knows this is Krishna, like this medicine man. Remember when Krishna was sick? Krishna was sick, pretending he's sick. But he was like, nobody could cure. And Nanda Maharaj so desperately could not find any doctor could cure. So many thousands of doctors came, nobody could cure. And he went mad, he went outside and looking anywhere, anybody can help. He saw an old man walking with the glasses like this, know how in India you can see the old man has a glasses like with umbrella and a medicine cabinet. Not medicine box. It says any disease, guarantee cure. No, no, Maharaj, I was so happy. You can cure any disease. My son fainted, he's not yes. So Sanatana Goswami Pad writes this. Who is this medicine man? It's Krishna. That medicine man, from that day, he stayed in Brajadham, but this is Krishna, another form that they never think. When the gopis were so desperate to meet Krishna, that night Krishna purposely did not appear. And they were devastated. And they were so depressed, they didn't know what to do. Then, before Brahma Muhurta, they all gathered in depressed mood, they are going, and they saw, under the bell tree, a beautiful Shiva sitting there. They say, we heard Shiva can fulfill and he easily, easily please Ashutosh. And he is going to fulfill our desire. Who is that Shiva? That is Krishna himself. But do they think that this is Krishna? They are looking for Krishna, right? They didn't find Krishna, they are disappointed. Now if you put logic, they are now seeing Krishna. No, this is Shiva. But that's Krishna actually. Original form of Shiva is Krishna in that place. So that's called aprakat. Nobody knows. But Krishna has so many forms in Vrindavan. It's like unknown. Only when Acharya comes. It makes sense? Yeah. One more. Maybe more.
While they are herding the cows, all the boys, all sakhas are there. These three enormous sakha and three sakhanko. So, when they are playing and they are fighting, and at that time the three sakhas are going to tell, if Krishna is defeated, then in the game, if Krishna is to become the horse or the donkey, they will tell him to become that, whatever. They will not allow, they don't think he is Nand Maharaj's son, so he cannot. So that means if other sakhas are there, and other sakhas are also playing in that game, but the other sakha will keep that reverence that they will, because they're not going to tell what Priya Sakha is saying. Is that?
this is not exactly how I understand. Like, direct in the microphone. Okay, is this good? Brihat Midanga, Kaliapani Prabhu Ki Jai. Thank you. I'll keep my mouth next to the mic. In that case, what we understand from Sanatana Goswami Pad, that even though you are saying that it looks like it may conflict interest of their pleasing Krishna, because they have a different mood. No, I'm saying that it may appear, because one has a protective nature. Like for an example, in the morning when Krishna would go out, if Mother Yashoda sees the Balaram is in the front of Krishna, she feels good, thank you. Because he has a little protective nature. So that's good. Now if Balaram is not there, he feels disturbed. Does it mean the other coward boys are aware of this? No. Only for Mother Yashoda this is created. You follow? Now when the Sakha, those are servants, they see the Balaram is in front and he has this, they immediately bring a stick. Balaram, here's the stick. So in a, you go to the pasturing field, now Mother Yashoda said, other coward boys are helping also. Now Balaram is in front, he's protector, plus he has a stick in case some danger comes. So it's like a very, well, you follow. Now the Priya Sakha, They will come, like Sridham is one of the leaders. He is actually like a big leader of Priya Sakha. So he will come. He says, no danger will come. Don't worry. If he is in danger, then I will be in danger. Balaram will protect both of us. But the servant, Sakha, when they hear it, they don't actually think like that. They don't even think like that. They think like, oh, he's just saying that so that he will protect Krishna. They're thinking still their mood, like what originally established in their heart, in that Sukharas, it's fixed. Even though they hear this, like Nanda Maharaj heard, Krishna took birth before as a son of Vasudeva. That's not what Gargacharya said actually. Gargacharya said that he is actually son of Vasudeva. He is known as son of Vasudeva. His name is Vasudeva. But Nanda Maharaj is thinking, he meant some like my son actually was born from Vasudeva. How did he come up with this? Because that's what his mood is. He's thinking, Krishna is my son. How can he be son of Vasudeva? You follow? So like this, it's nourishing. Even though he's hearing Gargacharya saying this, but he's thinking like, oh, my son, one life he was a son of Vasudeva. So like that. It not doesn't conflict. Correct. Correct. That's true.
When you were saying that about the demons, two demons are killed every day. Okay. So you said that they only told them to Maharaj Parikshit, like they only told them about so many to be killed. I'm sorry.
Maharaj Parikshit?
No, well, I'm trying to figure that out. Like,
why only few? She will answer. She heard it. Please say. That is true. That is true. Also, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur refers that 29 demons, out of 29, 21 represent a very significant anartha that the conditioned soul has to purify. So Sukhdev Goswami throw those pastimes instead of like thousands of demons he killed. Because some of the demons, anartha or some of the demons things may not be related to us. But some of the like Pralambasura, like Venukasura. Venukasura has a two, Pralambasura has a two. So for an example like Pralambasura. Pralambasura has a two anartha. One anartha is that he comes in a form, a disguised form, to take your attention from Krishna to somewhere else. So if you find that a friend or somebody has come, that, what are you doing now? I'm chanting. Oh, we can chant later. We're going to watch the video or something. We can chant later. Or during the watching video, he's trying to chant, but he says, why are you disturbing me? You can chant later. You should immediately think, Pralambasura just came. What did Pralambasura do? He takes the faith on Guru. He figured it out that Krishna, in order to kill Krishna, the biggest obstacle among the boys is big chubby boy. I mean, not chubby, how do you say? Macho boy. Macho, Balaram, no. So he wanted to steal Balaram first and then come attack Krishna. So what Pralambasura does, he steals our Guru Bhakti, our attachment to Prabhupada, our attachment to our spiritual master, the Pralambasura, demon steals our attachment. And this is very dangerous. So we should immediately think. Dhenukasura has like a two also prominent. Pralambasura, I said only one, another one is so big. And then Dhenukasura has two things. The Dhenukasura never ate the fruits, and never allowed anybody to eat the fruits. And this is a one, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that there will be some time, you will see, they will not chant or progress in spiritual path and does not allow other to progress also. And if you see them, don't tell them they are Dhenukasura representing. But you have to be careful that, oh, Dhenukasura has appeared there. I should be careful. That's what Dhenukasura did. And we should be like careful, because there are sometimes, you know, obstacle comes. They don't progress in spiritual path, they don't want, and they don't want other to also progress. Like I talk bad nonsense, criticism. Then you feel like you also like, oh, why do you do that? You don't feel like to chant. What he did, he doesn't chant, he also made you not to chant. That's Dhenukasura. These are unorthodox, unwanted things. So they represent. Because Sukhdev Goswami saw, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, those pastimes, particular pastimes require, and I'm adding for Alachua devotees, so those are given. That's why those pastimes are more important than all these thousands of demons. Huh? Timing also, Parikshit Maharaj is going to leave very soon. Is that okay? Thank you.
So the Priyanarma Sakhas are those who carry intimate messages. So carrying messages among the young women of Braja, encouraging the gopis' love for Krishna, taking Krishna's side when the gopis are present and Krishna is not present, showing skill at siding with the chief gopis when Krishna is present but the gopis are not, and arguing intensely by whispering in each other's ears are the activities of the Priyanarma Sakhas. So behind the scenes activities, basically, trying to bring Krishna and the gopis together, taking the side of Krishna in front of the gopis, taking the side of the gopis in front of Krishna, trying to bring them together. This is the business of the Priyanarma Sakhas, and they are the most intimate, confidential friends that Krishna has in Vrindavan. So these are the four types of anubhavas. Of course, we are still on the topic of anubhavas, and these are also ecstasies for the Priya Sakhas, Narma Sakhas themselves. So carrying the message is an ecstasy. Talking about the gopis in front of Krishna is ecstasy. Talking about Krishna in front of the gopis is ecstasy, and so on. So we looked at anubhavas, we've covered the vibhava, we've covered the anubhava, now we're going on to the sattvic vibhavas. Question?
When Krishna and the cowherd boys meet gopis coming, and then they have exchanges appearing like arguments, is that the Priyananda?
Yes.
They help argue.
They are involved, but mundane way we cannot think like, do they have a feeling for the gopis? No. This is what the beauty of the Priyananda Sakha. Their whole existence is to please Krishna, and because, like Prabhupada says in one lecture, the gopis think, oh, Krishna loves this girl, so they push this girl. This is the same concept with Priyanarma Sakha. So Subalu disguises her form to send her off, you know, those pastimes are. So like they make sense. Their whole life existence, how to please Krishna, that way.
And so Madhava Mangala would be considered, he kind of has a part in a lot of different...
In both.
Yeah.
Because in worshipping sun god, he was also Brahmana with Krishna. But he knows that these are the Radharani's, they don't know. Radharani's in-laws. Jotila and Kutila doesn't know. But Radharani figured it out later. And then Krishna and Madhumangal knows fully. This is what pleases Krishna, he will do anything. Their life is such a way that they will sacrifice, they will die. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, he will die 100 times to make Radha Krishna union. He is ready to die just for their union. So they're like, their life is like sustain on that. How to make that? And it increases. When demands increases, and supply is very little, price goes way up. So, one lecture Prabhupada says, love means uncontrolled, unrestricted. Their love actually becomes, first of all, Radha Krishna's love is the base foundation of everything. Otherwise there is no meaning of anything. Even discussion asks, or anything existence has no meaning if they do not understand this original Addo Eva Para Rasa that Raghupati Upadhyay says. This relishment, the Radha's intense feeling for Krishna and Krishna's intense feelings for Radha is the birthplace of anything and everything. whether in hell or heaven or material world, everything has the origin there. And from that angle we can look at it. So in that realm we can see that how they, in order to make Shringar Ras, Madhur Ras, more higher than before, the other rasas are created. Then Jogamaya intervene. Okay, Radha Krishna cannot be separated. We know that Nairobi temple, when I mentioned this Nairobi temple, Jamnasami night, the devotee put Krishna on the altar and Radharani very far. And Prabhupada came and he had a cane and he went like this. Who has done this? Who has done this? And they're like, what done this? They could not see. No, the devotee didn't even think. So then after Prabhupada was so upset, you know, they said, what Prabhupada, what happened? He said, who separated Radha Krishna like this? Oh, it was like a decoration, you know, put a Radharani in one corner and the other side of the altar, Krishna in a bush. Prabhupada said, never separate them. Because his feeling is like this, you know, same like all the Guru Parampara hour we have, like Radha Krishna always together. Now that we say separation is higher than union Mahaprabhu's teaching, that is true. But separation is not the ultimate. Union is ultimate. But in that union, separation is dancing on the forehead of Radha Krishna. That's why separation is causing the union more stimulating, more intimate. It's very difficult to grasp that, but it is a fact.
Like when Krishna was there, Radha couldn't see Bumblebee when
yes. Yes. Same thing. So that's why the Jogamaya intervene and make it like a difficult to meet. So what happened? The love for each other pour out so much that what pleases Krishna, that actually nourishes everything. That's why Mangal Arati is so famous. That 336, Radha Krishna just before that, they fell asleep. And then Sanatana Goswami Pada writes this. Radharani finally thinks, I'm going to rest with him forever, eternally. As she embraces, there is a rooster. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Something like that sound. And then that's it. But she doesn't wake up, then If she doesn't wake up from that sleep, then they have some name. It gives little frightened to Radharani. Can you know what name? Huh? Yeah, Jatila. She immediately wakes up. But what is the mystery about this? The feeling Radharani holds in her heart for Krishna, that she gives everything, but now he's going to separate. It's completely contradict her feeling. And she wants to display as much possible. And Krishna also feels the same. This scenery is so beautiful that when the gopi sees, headed by Lalita Sakhi, she goes like overwhelmed, jumping, crying, and then she immediately sees that, oh, there is so many other bumblebees and others, so she lights incense to remove them. She lights incense. And then make sure that Krishna is going home, Radharani is going to Jabot, and then so make sure that every part of the, so they light a lamp, and they look at each part is clean and nice, but also the feeling for each other. It's so beautiful. So then they share the lamp. Why we touch the lamp? Because of this, that we can have the same vision what Lalita Sakhi is seeing. This is the same Mangal Arati over there too. But they have a different purpose. Here, I don't know. That's why. I just come here, hang around, okay, touch the lamp. But it is real over there. This is also real. Same thing. It's just the feeling is different. But the same activities. Everything we have, like, you know, remove if there is some dust, so they have a napkins, then they have a water side by side. Just like every arati is the same thing they do, gopis do. Pranayava loke. That verse is given, pranayava loke. Their eyes, like a lamp, ghee lamp, the gopis, and then the the ghee is their love and pouring out when they see that beauty of Radha Krishna. This Mangalarti is so significant. You know, I haven't found any time Prabhupada says, if anybody asks him, have you seen Krishna? You know, they are teasing the famous story of, what's his name? Jagat Guru Maharaj. He was there, and the young student from college in India, they asked, they were teasing the Western devotee, have you seen God? Okay, show me God. Have you seen? Then they saw Prabhupada in the back. Says, Swamiji, have you seen God? Prabhupada didn't say anything answering to that question. So he said, Prabhupada put on pause, and then he says, do you think they have joined and chanting for nothing? What are you trying to achieve? They are born already with that kind of wealth. You want to grow, you want to go to college and make some money, comfortable life. They already had comfortable life. So they join for nothing, you think? And then they are like quiet, all the college students, you know, they are quiet. They are at the end purposes. If you want to see God, you can come early morning, 4 o'clock. You will see God. Many instances, he always refer like Mangalarti time, I don't know why. There must be something secret that only he knows. Jai Prabhupada.
Okay, so sattvic abhavas for the sakya ras. Okay, so sattvic abhava is when the ecstasy becomes too much for the body to handle, and then the body undergoes eight kinds of transformations. Those are sattvic abhava. So change of color, for example, paralysis, choked voice, things like that. You have no control over it. Yeah. Spontaneous. Whereas in anubhavas, there is ecstasy, but there is conscious intent. So all conscious actions in the spiritual world fall under the classification of anubhavas. And we looked at some of those just now. So sattvic abhavas. Here, this is an example of paralysis for the sakhas. So when this is Shridham, when Krishna emerged from the water after conquering Kaliya, Shridham wanted to embrace him immediately. But his thick arms became paralyzed and he was unable to lift them. So out of the ecstasy of seeing Krishna come back unscathed, Shridham couldn't do anything, couldn't move. So this is a sattvic abhava, he had no control over. Hair standing on end, this is from the Danakeli Kaumudi. This is Radharani speaking. Or rather, Jiva Goswami says, these are Radha's mental words of regret. So she's thinking this. Oh Subala, you are fortunate because in the presence of the elders, you embrace Krishna freely, spreading out your arms with hair standing on end, and Krishna places his arm on your shoulder. Tell me, at which pure holy place did you perform innumerable austerities? So Radharani wants the same thing, but she can't because the elders are present, so she's regretting the fact that she can't do this for Subala can. But the thing about this is that his hairs are standing on end, which is a sattvic abhava. Trembling, change of color, choking of the voice, fainting. So this is from the Bhagavatam. When Krishna entered into Kaliya's lake, the friends became afflicted with trembling, they lost their color, and for some time could not speak properly. They fell on the ground and became unconscious. So all these are sattvic abhavas that took place in the Kaliya lila. Tears, so this is also the Davanala Leela, that there's a big fire and Krishna swallows it all to protect his friends. So seeing the forest fire spread around through the cotton from dry reeds, Krishna's friends, not considering their own bodies, surrounded Krishna on all sides, appearing to extinguish the fire with the tears from their eyes. So the friends here are afraid for Krishna's life, not for their own. And that's why they're crying. They don't want anything to happen to Krishna. And so they're surrounding him to protect him from the fire. So this is the concept here. And the tears are sattvic bhavas. Again. Those knowledgeable of bhavas say that all the, now we are talking about vyabhichari bhavas. Vyabhichari bhavas, just for, to remind you, are emotions that, or ecstasies that rise and fall, like the waves in the ocean. They're not permanent. They're temporary. They don't stay for that long. And there are 33 Vyabhichari Bhavas in all. And if you remember in the Dasyaras, we looked at many that were excluded from Dasyaras because they are not appropriate for servitorship. So now Rupa Goswami is explaining what the Vyabhichari Bhavas are in Sakyaras. So those knowledgeable of Bhavas say that all the Vyabhichari Bhavas except Augriya, Prasa and Alasya are present in Sakyaras or Prayaras. That means, you know, the friends are not lazy. Alasya. Prasa, they are not irritated or frustrated or anything like that. Always eager. However, in separation from Krishna, there are some things like Mada, Harsha, Garva, Nidra and Dhriti. These do not appear. In union with Krishna, Mriti, Glani, Vyadhi, Apasmriti and Dinata do not appear. This is a little technical, but let's look at what this means. So I mentioned this also in the context of Dasyaras. There is separation and there is union. And there are different sattvic vyabhichari bhavas corresponding to whether you are separate from Krishna or whether you are meeting with him. So before we go to that, let's look at this sthayi bhav. So if you remember, there is sattvic bhav, anubhav, vyabhichari bhav. Then there is vibhav and then there is sthayi bhav. So what is this sthayi bhav? That refers to the rati. The rati is the ladini in some way potency turned towards Krishna. A relationship, basically. Perceiving Krishna in a relationship with yourself. That's rati. So when there is a rati based on mutual trust between two friends as equals, without any respect, it is called sakya rati. This is the definition of a friend. This is the sthayi bhava of sakya rati. So mutual trust between two friends as equals and without any respect. Deep familiar trust. So now in Sakhirati, remember that Prema Pumartha Mahan, the Prema is the highest goal. But over and above Prema, there are further stages. So there is, and we looked at Dasya, it went up to the third stage. It went from Prema Sneha to Raga. Raga was the maximum you could go in Dasya Bhava. And we looked at the definitions of these. In Sakya, you can go one more step. So, deep familiar trust without restriction is called Vishrambha, confidence. This Vishrambha, also synonym for Sakyarati, increases gradually through Pranaya, Prema, Sneha and Raga. So Pranaya, Prema, Sneha and Raga, these are the four. Thus, Sakhirati has five types. How do you get five types? I'm confused. I'm missing something here. Pranaya, Raga. What am I missing? Those are four. Anyway, maybe we'll find out. But it's not listed here. Yeah, I think there must be a mistake somewhere. Anyway, so when Sakhirati is completely free of any touch of respect, though there are clear opportunities to show respect, then it is called pranaya. So this is a stage of prema. Example, though the devatas headed by Shiva began praising Krishna, announcing his supreme position as the Lord, Arjuna, Krishna's friend in Vraja, just put his arm with hair standing on end upon Krishna's shoulder and wiped the dust from his peacock feather. So he's hearing, okay, Krishna is the supreme Lord from the devatas, headed by Shiva, but it doesn't really bother him. This is pranaya. Nothing affects that. So what's pranaya? When Sakhirati is completely free of any touch of respect, though there are clear opportunities to show respect, this is pranaya. And everybody is praising him as a supreme lord, but all he's doing is putting his hand on his shoulder. So this Arjuna in Vraja, and I'm not sure who this Arjuna is, because Arjuna is not, he's a city friend. He's not a Vraja friend.
What are the 12 names? Sidam, Sudam, Vasudam, then Madhumangal, Subal, Prabal, then Tokakrishna, Arjuna, then how many we got? That's Arjuna is from there, 12.
So, we had looked at this last time, and I mentioned that this Arjuna is different from that Arjuna, which is on the battlefield.
Yes.
But here, comment in the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu is that this Arjuna is mentioned as a Priyanarmasakha. We discussed this last time. But it is possible, also possible that it is referring to Pandava Arjuna in this verse, and that's what I'm not sure which Arjuna this is. Anyway, oh Mukunda, so this is now Prema. We looked at Pranaya, and now we're going to look at Prema. Then we look at Sneha and Raga. Oh Mukunda, though you, the Supreme Lord, have appeared as the friend of the Pandavas, they met with so many calamities, such as losing the kingdom, living in the forest, and acting as servants in someone else's house. However, their sweet friendship for you doubled in spite of this. So that this is the definition of prema. The definition of prema is that rati becomes so firm that there is no danger of its disappearing. That is the definition. No matter what the obstacles. Then you know that that level, that stage is prema. So the Pandavas could think, well, he is not helping us. He's not doing anything for us. We are suffering so much. But that's not their mood. They don't change their love. In fact, their love doubled for him because in spite of the dangers. So now this is Sneha. This is from the 10th canto. 10, 15, 18. My dear king, other boys would sing enchanting songs appropriate to the occasion and their hearts would melt out of love for the Lord. So the definition of Sneha is that the heart melts. This is the definition of Bhaktivedanta Sindhu 3284. I don't have much to add to that. And then now Raga. So these are the four stages that I'm aware of in suffering. When the cruel Ashwatthama showered invincible arrows at Krishna, Arjuna jumped forward and received the arrows on his chest. Those arrows gave pleasure to Arjuna like a shower of flowers. The definition of Raga is that one's own distress turns to happiness by a slight relationship with Krishna, and the devotee will give his life for the Lord. So this is the definition of Raga. We also saw this concept in Dasya. This is the highest you can go in Dasya, Raga. And it's also present in Satya. So the extra level we have is Pranaya. Now, I was mentioning the Vyabhichari Bhavas and the Sthayi Bhavas in the context of separation or union. So this is separation. From not having met Krishna before and being separated from Krishna. There can also be separation after having met Krishna. So these are the two stages, two types. Kutkantitam. O Krishna, the middle Pandava Arjuna, while studying the military arts, embraced you by means of words mixed with his tears. So Arjuna has never met Krishna so far. And he is talking about him. Mixed with his tears. Of course, when he speaks, it's in ecstasy. Vyoga is separation after meeting. So, this is the Kaliya Leela, I think. No, well, we'll see. You protected us, your friends, from the fire or digestion of Agasura, from the poison of Kaliya, and from the appetite of the forest fire. But how will you protect us despairing friends from the attack of the fever of separation, which is far more ferocious than these three dangers? So this is his power friends speaking on the occasion of the impending departure of Krishna to Mathura. So Arjuna seeing, now this is Arjuna's example. I don't remember what this is. Anyway, let's see. So Arjuna seeing Krishna in the house of the potter in Drupada's town became motionless like a picture and thus revealed himself as a true friend. So this is union actually, for the first time. Arjuna saw Krishna for the first time here. He saw him in the house of a potter in Drupada's town. And as soon as he saw him, he became motionless like a picture and revealed himself as a true friend. Jiva Goswami writes, Pandava here refers to Arjuna since he is the chief among the Pandavas in Sakhiras. So Chakri refers to the potter's house in Drupad's town where the Pandavas were staying during Draupadi's Swayamvar ceremony. This is understood from the story in the Mahabharata. Okay. So Tushti, meeting Krishna after some separation. This is from the 10th canto. So you already have met him and then Oh, sorry, you were separated from him and then you're meeting him. Then Bhima, his eyes brimming with tears, laughed with joy as he embraced his maternal cousin Krishna. Arjuna and the twins, Nakula and Sahadev, also joyfully embraced their dearmost friend, the infallible Lord, and they cried profusely. So this is meeting Krishna. And of course, all these concepts we looked at in the context of Dasya Ras, and now we are looking at them in context of Sakya Ras, and Rupa Goswami repeats this for each of the rasas. We are now coming to the close of the Sakya Ras. Sthiti is permanent association. We saw this in Dasya also. So this is from the 10th canto, 10-12-12. Yogis may undergo severe austerities and penances for many births by practicing yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, none of which are easily performed. Yet in due course of time, when these yogis attain the perfection of controlling the mind, they will still be unable to taste even a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then can we describe about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi, these cowherd boys with whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally lives permanently and who see the Lord face to face? So this is sthiti. So this Sakya Ras, Rupa Goswami is concluding, in which Krishna and the devotee partake of the sweetness of one type of love, nourishes astonishing bliss in the heart. So that's the end of it. We are done with the Sakya Ras. Next time we'll do Vatsalya and then we have Madhurya. And Rasabhas. You want to make some...
So how can we develop from Alachua? Prabhupada, many lectures he quoted this verse. All these coward boys are playing with Krishna, and if you can contribute every day little bit, and he quoted this verse. He used to use that word, sakam bijaru kitapunna punja. He quoted this verse. You will see many lectures Prabhupada Kuni. If we can chant, engage in devotional service every day, little bit, little bit, little bit, every day, one day Prabhupada says, we will be with Krishna, just like those coward boys. I felt more excited with that than reading. Because he is assuring us that if we can do it every day, we chant and serve. Have a self-motivation. That Prabhupada gave the word, we'll meet with Krishna one day and we'll play like those coward boys. It's wonderful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki jai. Samrata Vaishnavinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpa Durvishya Kipa Sindhu Vaishnavinda.